Hey, Berry Besties. Welcome to my daily dump. I bet you'll never believe it. I missed another start to my day with the miracle morning. What a womp womp that was. Or is. I still have frogginess and fatigue. Still fatigued. But overall, I am feeling better, and I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm just going to be honest about the weekend. We have an event for Scentsy. It's not put on by Scentsy, but we are partaking in a vendor event that we have done since 2015 when we joined Scentsy, and I always look forward to this holiday bazaar. We're now the only direct sales vendor at this particular event. When we first started, there were like all kinds of direct sales consultants with booths there. And then there were also crafty people. But it is a smaller event. And over time, as the direct sales people haven't come back, they just haven't replaced them. And they tell me that I'm still the only one because they like me. And that's great. I love that for them and for us. This year, it is particularly difficult. It's always busy when it's time for this event, but this year in particular is more difficult because of the ridiculousness of my life. So I needed to order some product for this event, and I did. I was like one day late because I totally forgot. With ordering this to know for sure I'm going to get it on time. Whilst it's in Chicago right now and has been there for nearly a full 24 hours, it's still showing that it won't be here until Monday. I would hate to have to eat the cost of this order. And to be fair, there are a few things in there for us that we need because we also use the products. We're big fans. Otherwise, we wouldn't still be doing it more than 10 years later. But yeah, we are a little bit low on wax, and we always sell a ton of wax. Chicago's only a few hours away, like quite literally. I'm cautiously optimistic about it getting here in time. The event is not super far from our house. So if it comes after we already leave, after we're gone, it's not a big deal, really. One of us can come and get it. Stressful. Very stressful. Trying to keep all these balls in the air or plates spinning has been very taxing on my mind. And it is taxing to make sure all the things keep going. But I think it's my inner dialogue about my mom that's been the most, I guess, it's the most detrimental, I guess, to my productivity because I feel like I've come to the understanding, the realization, and mostly the acceptance of she is the one in control of her story, essentially. She gets to choose whether or not she takes care of herself. And so we're still dealing with, do you want your medicine? are you ready to take your medicine, or even it's time for your medicine, it doesn't matter how I phrase it. I frequently get, no, I'm not taking it, or no, I don't want it. And sometimes I wish I could cram her medicine down her throat just so that she might feel better, but it's not up to me. And I'm still working toward that acceptance that it's completely up to her. Some days I've got it, but there are a lot of days that I don't. And I think that that's probably pretty normal when you care about someone and you want better for them. When you know that it's possible, if only they choose. If you haven't been able to tell, I'm incredibly strong-willed. And so there's a part of me that tries to will her to want more and better for herself. And it's taxing. I need to knock it the hell off. So I've been doing some editing today on my podcast and played with my dog for a while. She is a character, to say the least. A character. She loves to dance, and she's a big, strong girl, and we have fun. Oh, I watched an episode of Dateline. It was called, what was it called? I think it was The Hometown Hero and The Homecoming Queen. Apparently, she killed him, she being the homecoming queen. So they were married, and apparently she killed him and tried to say that it was someone else. Like they had a prowler or something. And that she was a victim of domestic abuse. It was only a 1 hour episode. Usually when it's the 2 hour ones, I get a better understanding of the situation. I feel like I can come to I can formulate my opinion better, but I have no idea if it's true or not. If it's true, it's horrible. If it's not true, she went to a lot of effort to make sure that people thought that he was abusive for a long time. And, you know, some people say they saw bruises on her. I also know that sometimes people inflict harm on themselves to make things look like something else. And I think that that too is horrible. Also, if that's what she did, that's a whole lot of effort. That's too much work. So I lean more toward she probably was a victim of domestic abuse or domestic violence. Even like neighbors said that she, like things were weird between them, but he was like always with her outside and she had to do all the work, like the yard work and washing his vehicle, that he was always watching. Like the way I understood it was that she couldn't be by herself. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because that's craziness that people are like that. And I know that they are. It's really unfortunate. I hate it. I hate it for people who have to go through it. It is what it is, right? I just, I don't like saying that, though. It is what it is. Because it isn't what it is. It's horrible. It's horrific. And it shouldn't be. I'm not getting down that hole. There's a domestic violence in my family lineage. Not between my own parents and none that I'm aware of, like my dad's parents, but my dad's parents, like his dad, skipped town when he was, I don't know, not even 2 years old. So there's that. But there is on my mom's side, and I don't understand why anyone thinks they have the right to be abusive or hit or anything like that. And similarly, I don't understand why the abused person stays, aside from I know that there is often fear on different levels, not just they might kill me or I won't be able to escape. And if I fail trying to get away, then I'm really going to be dead. Sometimes there's a lack of resources to afford like a place to live and food and such. I know there are charities and shelters and such that help people who are victims of domestic violence, but it doesn't erase the fear. So I understand that part, but I am curious whether there are other reasons for staying. Do people stay because they have children and they don't want their children to come from a broken home or for their parents to be divorced? And if so, how is that any worse? Honest question, because I know this is coming across as judgy and I don't mean it that way. How is getting a divorce or splitting up from someone who abuses you worse than staying in the situation and continuing to be abused and allowing your children to see that modeled for them, that sending them the message that this is okay is better than saying, absolutely not, we are not staying in this. You don't treat me this way. I don't deserve this. See ya. How is that not better than staying there? I don't know. I know that some people do feel that way. So that one I'm really curious about. The other two I can wrap my brain around. And for those of you who may be listening and are in a domestic violence situation, I hope that you know that you don't deserve it. You are worth so much more and so much better. I don't know what resources really are available, but I would, you know, Google for what's in your area. And if you want to reach out, I can try to help, but that's all I'm going to do is use the Google machine. And Brandon hates when I call it the Google machine. I would encourage you to find someone who can help you in your area and make a plan and then run. One thing I forgot to mention yesterday is, so you know that Brandon and I have been reading the book, The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. And, you know, it is a longer book to get through than I anticipated. I actually thought I might be finished with it by about mid-month. And I am not. I am on chapter 5, and it is really good. I'm learning things that are super simple and probably are things that I should already know, and they totally make sense, but I didn't, so I do now. And I hope that I'm done with it in the next 10 days, but if I'm not, I'm not. But we got the Every Dollar app. I think it was Friday or Saturday. And so we're on the 2-week free trial, but we're actually going to do the Financial Peace University. And we signed up for that last night, actually before I did my check-in, but I totally forgot to mention it. And so we signed up for that. We did the premium version because it's $100 and you get a full year of the Every Dollar app. Whereas if you paid $79.99, you get 3 months of the Every Dollar app. And the cost for a year of the Every Dollar app is $79.99. So we're going to be paying that anyway. I'll just pay another $20 to get the Financial Peace University included, and then all the extra perks that you get from the premium, the premium version of the class. So we start on Sunday, and I'm nervous, but also excited. Yeah, so we'll see. I'm just particularly nervous because we don't have a lot of income right now, because with me losing my job, we took a massive hit because my income was about double what Brandon makes. So we've lost 2/3 of our income, basically. And that should tell you what kind of pickle we're in. And it's not just that I have responsibility with my mom. We have financial responsibilities and only 1/3 of our income left. And like, I knew to save, but I didn't know how much I was supposed to be saving, or we were supposed to be saving, aside from for retirement. And we were good that way, but I didn't realize how much we were supposed to be saving as far as like an emergency fund. I know that information is available, widely available on the internet, but there are different different people say different things. And so I just wasn't sure. So we just not in a great spot financially right now, but I know we can get there. Also, I know that it won't be forever that I'm in a position that feels incredibly restrictive for getting a job. And my LinkedIn yesterday, I also forgot to mention this, I saw a position that I totally could do. And it was in a post that was done a week ago, but it only just hit my feed yesterday. Like, I only just saw it. And so I clicked the link because I'm interested in working for this company, but I couldn't find that role. And I was like, wow, they've already filled it. So I commented asking if the role was already filled, because I didn't see anything when I went to the website. And so I'm connected with the hiring person, the recruiter. I reached out to her through direct messaging, So hopefully I'll hear something tomorrow. I realize tomorrow is Friday and I may not hear, particularly as it's the weekend before major holiday and a lot of people take the week of Thanksgiving off. I know I typically do. I usually take, well, previously I would take 5 days off. So I'd take Thursday, Friday, the week before, and then the week of Thanksgiving, I would be off for the whole week because we were shut for Thanksgiving and the day after. This year, I don't need to worry about asking for time off. Although I wish I did, because I would really rather have my job and my income. But if I could have anything, it would be that I made at least the income that I used to make with this podcasting gig, because I absolutely love it. And I never guessed that I would love it so much. It sounded fun. It sounded interesting, but I absolutely love it. Anyway, so I think that's it. This one is a bit shorter. No rabbit holes today. I'll see you tomorrow for my next step.